This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALIA. I don't really need this. I really don't need this extra pressure on me. Okay, I'm barely holding on to my husband by a thread as it is. And, you know, I don't care if the guys go out to the club. I don't care. I guess the code is they're going to go for burgers. Okay, and I guess that's the code that they're like, I'm not stupid. Okay, I'm not assuming that you guys are going to the club. Okay, I get it. It's fine. I don't care. You want to look at naked women? You want naked women to dance? You want naked women to flirt with you? That's cool. Alright? And the reason why I've been cool with my husband or even my kids, you know, yeah, there's 18 on up clubs. I guess my son can go to a nudie bar. He's happy. I'm not. I guess the reason why I don't have a problem with my husband doing it is because I'm like, you know what? These women got nothing on me. Okay? I have personality. Come with me. Please just work with me on this. Okay? So I'm thinking, if I have personality, I can compete with these beautiful, skinny, gyrating, pole gymnastically athletic women. By the way, pole dancing is a great exercise. It's a fantastic exercise for your abs. You should do it. I can't for a lot of reasons, but it is a good exercise. So those that pole dance for exercise, that's fantastic. It should be in the gyms. So, you know, I don't mind that. I don't mind that because I'm like, he's not going to leave me for a stripper. He won't. You know, because I can't cook. I don't know why. Actually, I guess he could. But in Las Vegas, apparently there was some news that broke. Daily Mail. I think it's also reported in the Las Vegas Review Journal that there's a place called the, I think it's called the Studios. And they offer a Las Vegas sex doll experience where you can experience with a sex doll. Okay. Now, sex dolls have been, we've had inflatable dolls forever. They've been out. There have been robots. Remember we talked about robots, how robots are going to be the big thing where every home is going to have like a robot that you're supposed to be able to have sex with? Apparently it's a hot market. The sex toy industry is like a $30 billion industry. It's growing. People like inanimate objects. There is a huge affinity towards having non-human subjects in the bedroom with you. Now, how do we compete? Okay? I always thought, yeah, but, you know, they can't talk. Guys don't want you to talk. Okay? So, I'm already on the left foot with that one. And you're like, yeah, but, you know, sex could be fun and playful. You can laugh. Have you guys heard my laugh? That is not a good sex sound. So I'm in trouble. I am so in trouble if this thing really takes off more than we think. So basically how these sex doll clubs work is, let's say you want to buy a sex doll. You go in there and they go, okay, well, you have this one or this one, you could go and try it out. So if you're going to try it out, my guess is you're going to have sex with it. I mean, you can't really, you know, take it in your convertible. So, I get it. Sex dolls and sex robots. Or sex robots could cost anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000, I guess. Sex dolls could be $1,500 for a good one. I found a picture of a guy's sex doll. It's not sexy at all. It's creepy, if you ask me. Some of the women's sex dolls, though, look really realistic. I think they're having trouble making the guys as realistic, but the women's sex dolls, they look pretty realistic. I guess there's an affinity towards them because, they don't talk. They won't say, ow, that hurts, or I can't do that position. So it allows the partner to be able to do more with it. They don't have to worry about somebody suing, saying, it wasn't consensual. So, I'm suing you. They don't have to worry about that. They don't have to worry about it being underage accidentally. They don't have to worry about it being an undercover cop. So a doll really kind of takes a lot of that pressure out of the equation. Maybe economical for those people that have to buy sex because, you pay for a doll once, you're good. Some people think it prevents them from STDs. Wrong. These sex dolls or sex robots could be just as infested as anything else. If somebody's really not cleaning, if they just spray the outside, it's not going to work. You got to get up in there. You have to basically do a whole gynecological exam, right, to clean it. So they can carry STDs. Also, some people may sustain a penis fracture. It's not technically a fracture where the ligament breaks or the corpus cavernosum gets affected, but you could have a major soft tissue injury because there's a checks and balances with real sex. We're no, not working out, that hurts, no, too rough, whatever. And we could gauge you, which is, again, why I am so screwed with this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be single, very shortly. But if there's no checks and balances, somebody could, unfortunately, be a lot more aggressive and then hurt themselves. The British Medical Journal had an article a few years back looking at the concept of, if we have sex dolls, you give those to predators so they have an outlet and they don't go to real humans or kids or whatever. And they found no. In fact, it could actually accentuate that sort of misogynistic behavior, and it could actually objectify women or children or teens even more and could put them at risk. So you really can't use that as a substitute for prisoners, although some people have suggested it. And so, then some people think it's going to accelerate impotence because you don't have that intimacy. When you're in love, you guys are talking and you're making each other feel, the doll's not telling you that you're doing a good job, but a live human is. Okay. So, you might not be able to get over your, impotency issues. So, I don't think it's a good idea at all. Club owners are wait a second, I don't have to now pay staff to dance. I could have all these naked dolls and people could have sex with them and it's not technically, prostitution. People could pay me to have sex with my dolls. So their payroll is down and then they don't have to pay for Obamacare. So my guess is, for those of us people that are afraid that we can't compete with a sex doll or a robot, you're right, we can't. That's what's taken over and we're screwed. 1-877-DOC-7.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel. He's working the dials. Love you, Daniel. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got some breaking news on coronavirus. So I apologize. I have some mic issues here. Okay, so the first person-to-person transmission of coronavirus has apparently happened in Chicago, as a Chicago man is infected after his wife traveled from China. Now, this isn't technically the first person-to-person transmission that we know of. I think that happened in Germany a couple days ago. But it's obviously a huge concern, because if we have the Wuhan novel, they say novel meaning new coronavirus here in the United States, somebody picks it up, we can now spread it to somebody else. If we kind of go back to Zika The reason why Zika caused such a panic is because Zika was a mosquito vector illness. And people were saying, well, look, you know, I'm not going down to Brazil, I'm not going down to, you know, South America or Cuba or whatever. So if I don't get bit by a mosquito, I'm okay. And then they found out that, well, yeah, you could transmit Zika through sex, or a mosquito could land on an infected person then land on you when you're not infected. And so Zika scared the heck out of everybody because people want to know whenever there's something catastrophic as an illness or whatever, what can they do? People want instructions on what they could do so then they could then hopefully avoid it. And with this coronavirus, it's a little tricky because, you know, we do everything we're supposed to try to avoid the flu. Right? Let's look at flu. Flu is deadlier than this coronavirus. Scares the hell out of everybody. We tell you to get your flu shot. We tell you to wash your hands. We tell you to avoid people who are sick. We tell you not to spray, you know, say it, not spray it. Avoid work, going to work if you're sick, or tell somebody who is sick to leave if they're at work. And you still get sick. You still get a cold. You still get a flu. So, you know, while I get interviewed, you know, by multiple news agencies, and I talk about how to, you know, what you could do to try to protect. But, again, it's not 100%, you know? I mean, now, many people say, oh, I wash my hands all the time. No, you probably wash your hands, you know, poorly. You probably wash your hands, you know, like a quick, like this and be done. Do you really get into the webs of the fingers? Do you get under the nails? No. You know, so a lot of us do not wash our hands well. A lot of us do touch our faces. You know, by nails, things like that. My nails are always in my mouth. And so if I touch something that has, you know, a virus, yes, I'm going to get it in to my body. So even though many of you think you do the right stuff, you might not be, okay? But this is breaking news, where it's the first case of person-to-person spread of the virus in the U.S. The man's wife is in her 60s. She became the second person in the U.S. If you remember, last week it was somebody in Washington who was the first person to have been found to have it. Then the second person was in Illinois. Then we had one in Arizona and then two in California. So I don't know of any other cases. But what we are seeing with this coronavirus is we are now surpassing the number of cases of people affected than we had with SARS in 2002 to 2003, like we just spoke about in the last segment. SARS affected over 8,000 people between, I believe, November 2002 and July of 2003, killing about 774 people. We are at 170 people who have died so far, but over 8,200, they're saying, who have been cases of coronavirus. Not that the 8,200 are going to die, but that have been affected by coronavirus. But that's in 1 month. So people are a little panicked. In fact, Ezekiel Emanuel, ex-health advisor to Obama, said everybody needs to calm down, not panic. But this is scary. People are scared. You know, I was asked on Facebook, does the flu shot help protect this? Great question. Unfortunately, no, because the flu virus was designed to stop the flu. We have a live attenuated. I apologize, my nose is running. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I got a little cold. Don't be starting to make those comments. There's a lot of, you know, stupid memes and things like that going on now, you know, when people sneeze or, you know, they say coronavirus, you know, is a corona beer and Lyme disease. Use limes to conquer the coronavirus. Let's not go there, okay? Those things aren't even funny anymore. This is some serious stuff. But where I was going with this originally was, the coronavirus is a different type of virus from flu. So what we have for flu, in terms of like Tamiflu, in terms of flu vaccine, doesn't apply. It's a different shape. It's a different virus. They are working on the vaccine. Apparently, they think they're going to be ready for phase one trials, being able to start testing it, but still not for months. But they're working on it pretty quickly. But this case here of this man's wife who's in her 60s is the second American on soil, apparently has tested positive for the virus. And she is isolated. Of course, she's kind of isolated in a suburban Chicago hospital. But it shows that there is person-to-person transfer. With person-to-person transfer, this makes this virus a lot more scary, even more scarier than Zika. With Zika, if you lived in a non-mosquito area and hopefully didn't have sex with somebody with Zika, or you weren't a fetus, you know, you have a place to go to be safe, pretty much. With this, if it's airborne, it's pretty scary. So, what about the panic? What about the hysteria? I agree with Ezekiel Emanuel. We don't need to panic. We don't need to be hysterical. But we better take this stuff seriously. We were just speaking in the previous segment about xenophobia that's unfortunately starting to rise. ASU, there's been a petition of people students wanting to cancel classes. And many Asian students on the campus are kind of feeling a lot of heat and, some disrespect because people are looking at them funny and looking at them different. And, you know, it's unfortunately with paranoia and scare, like we just spoke about, all the progress we've made with racism and being biased and discrimination starts to unfortunately fly when people get scared. And when people get scared, they'll, you know, do stupid. They'll assume somebody, you know, has a virus or, you know, can make them sick, even though they might have never even been to Wuhan, China. Right? Or they may not even be of Chinese descent. So we need to be really, really careful about our approach. On the other end, doctors are getting criticized for some of their lack of cultural sensitivity when they've been asking if you've traveled to China. Now, this is something that we've discussed multiple times on the show, where political correctness sometimes isn't always at 100% when it comes to taking a medical history, because our job as doctors is to, one, diagnose, two, treat, three, stop spread of illness. So we are being asked in the medical community to ask about your travel history, just like we were supposed to with Ebola. You know, back in 2015 or 2016, in that hospital in Dallas, Texas, somebody had came in, was treated for flu. This was Thomas Duncan, sent home. Nobody asked if he had recently been traveled from West Africa. And if they had, they might have then hopefully thought of Ebola. And unfortunately, he possibly, you know, exposed other people, came back, died. And so we are being told with coronavirus, just don't even hesitate. Ask if they've been to China, if they've traveled from Wuhan, China, have been exposed to anybody who recently from China. For China, just like as we talked about with the transgender community, we have to ask if you still have your ovaries. We have to ask if you still have your testicles. We have to ask what your at birth gender was, and if you still have those organs. So, you know, I understand that, you know, it's going to be a while before we could, you know, be as culturally sensitive as we need to be in the medical realm, and we're working on that, and we're teaching students. But when it comes to something like this, we unfortunately there hasn't been any time for that kind of training. We're going to ask if you travel to China. That's, you know, and you know, we, that should be a very, you know, simple statement, and that should be the end of that, okay? But it's tough because we're starting to see a lot of unfortunate panic, concern, and people they're scared. And when they're scared, stupid can come out. You know, this virus is something that I don't think we've ever seen. And another report came out that it came from a bat. Whether it came from a bat, whether it came from a snake, people want to know why. People want to know how, where this came from. We still have those rumors that it came from a local lab. If that's true, I really want somebody to tell us, because that will allow us to approach our vaccine a lot differently. That also means that it's there in a lab in Wuhan, and we could study it, and we could maybe accelerate the vaccine. I know there's going to be possible cover-ups, and there's going to be misinformation and conspiracy theories, and there's going to be a whole bunch of stupid stuff, unfortunately, out there. And I beg and encourage is that we get the actual truth, because we do need to plan for this. I don't know how bad this is going to be. It could be bad. We don't need to panic. You know, we need to be thinking clearly. But, you know, we need to make a vaccine. We need to come up with an antiviral that could possibly help. We need to identify at-risk individuals and get them care. And, you know, we need to give people something to do. If people are told, well, there's nothing out there to help you if you get this, they're going to panic. And then, unfortunately, they're going to take matters into their own hands. We need to have more specific guidelines. We just don't have it yet because it's too new. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is just hours away from an expected acquittal in his Senate impeachment trial. The president was impeached by the Democratic-led House in December for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress in the investigation of the Ukraine scandal. White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, is calling for a Senate resolution that denounces House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's behavior at the State of the Union address.
Shredding the memory of Kayla Mueller, shredding 100-year-old Tuskegee Airmen, shredding a little 2-year-old Ellie who was born at 21 weeks and 6 days.
Conway, speaking there on Fox News, says it was disappointing to watch Democrats sitting on their hands and rolling their eyes. Investigators are looking into a plane crash in Turkey. A Pegasus Airlines flight skidded off a runway after landing at Istanbul's airport. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is scary. They say a pair of people who went to a movie in Nebraska have been hospitalized because they ingested cleaning fluid that had been accidentally mixed into their drinks. The two women had gone to see a movie at the Alamo Drafthouse Cinema in La Vista on Tuesday. They ordered cocktails. And they wanted to see Ford versus Ferrari. Great movie, by the way. You got to see Ford versus Ferrari. Any of you that ever worked for a corporation, you just totally are like, yeah, I get that, man. Yeah, I'll almost go through PTSD. But upon trying the drinks, one of the women identified as Sarah Baker said she could feel her lips burning. Soon began to feel the skin on her lips peeling off. She got up and went to a restroom where both she and her friend began to vomit. Ms. Baker further claimed that the cleaning solution was being stored in a repurposed alcohol bottle, according to KETV. Bob Laustein, the chief of police for the La Vista Police Department, confirmed to Fox News that the cleaning solution was being stored in a pomegranate liqueur bottle. He also identified the cleaning solution as a beer line cleaner used to sanitize beer kegs and tap connections. Police asked that a server at the theater also tasted the drinks. They added that a server tasted the drinks. So not that they asked them to. Apologize. Police added that a server at the theater also tasted the drinks, and she too began feeling burning in her esophagus and difficulty breathing, just like the two people who went to the movie. Both the women were later taken to a nearby hospital. So the Alamo Draft House has since confirmed that the women were mistakenly served cleaning solution, and the bartender responsible has been fired. Yeah, they now serve alcohol at these movies. It's, you know what, where there's money to be made, people, I know, it's amazing how there are certain things where you would say, oh, that will never happen. You just don't do it like that. Just like with medicine. You're not supposed to do medicine without you examining the patient and being there in the room. That there's telemedicine. You know, things change. Just like, oh, you're not supposed to get into a car with a stranger. No, we have Uber. So where there's an industry and where there's money to be made, we will, you know, we will find a way. And so in movie theaters, for some reason, I don't know why, there was a rule for years that you can't have alcohol. Maybe it just, you know, movies can't get a liquor license. Maybe they were worried about kids. And finally, in the last couple of years, some of these movie theaters are like, to heck with that, we're going to serve alcohol. And you can now buy beer and, yeah. So, you know why I think, real quickly here, you know why I think? Okay, when you're at a bar, you are responsible, when you own a bar, for any underage drinking. You're not allowed to serve. But I believe you also have to make sure that there is no consumption on your property. So let's say I get a cocktail and my kids are like, oh, mommy, that strawberry daiquiri looks good. I'm like, I can't give it to you because, you know, it's public. You could, you know, yeah. And my kids really never, they aren't really into alcohol. They never really like the taste, you know, they're not. Yeah, so I'm really lucky in that respect. But you're out in an open area. A bartender could say, nope, your kid can't be drinking that. But in a movie theater, it's dark. So if a parent wanted to smuggle his kid a beer or whatever, they could do that. And so I'm wondering if that's why there was such an embargo on being able to do that, such a restriction. And then now they're like, well, you know, as long as you're, you know, not selling it to a minor, it's fine. That's my guess. So luckily the women survived. They're fine. They were treated and released in the hospital. They say our report has been sent to the Nebraska Liquor Control Commission and the Nebraska State Patrol for further investigation. So, you know, it's interesting. You know, the approach that people have to repurpose things, that's a word that became very, very popular the last couple of years, to repurpose, kind of like to substitute or to use something else. People will be very creative and use bottles of something to put something else in there. And I see people do that with prescription bottles. They'll put other medicines in prescription bottles so they could still get across customs or whatever. And then somebody reads the label, thinks that medicine is in there, and they get hurt. Some real bad things happen from repurposing, you know, like using duct tape to lift your breasts, right? Rather than using something designed to help lift the breasts. You know, this idea of repurposing is scary stuff. But the guy probably thought, or whoever did this, the bartender, probably thought that since pomegranate liqueur is red, that if this was a clear solution, everybody would know that it wasn't pomegranate. Well, you have a novice person that grabs something, and I don't know. And a lot of people don't pay attention. You know, we talk about how many of us will drive home. We won't, our minds will be daydreaming on something. We make it home, but we weren't actively thinking about driving. Same thing that could happen in a bar situation, etc. But, you know, whenever we tell you a story that's frightening, you're like, well, how do I protect myself against it? You have to kind of be a pain in the butt. The pains in the butts are the ones that are very successful in not getting poisoned or medicine mismatch. I mean, you have to actually literally ask and go, what are you doing? What are you mixing? You know, let me see it. How can I, you know, show me what you're doing. That's probably the only thing you can really, really do in this scenario. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. More than 2,000 pounds of ground beef have been recalled over plastic contamination concerns. A Chicago-based company is recalling 2,000 pounds of raw ground beef because some plastic got in there. In a notice posted to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Services, officials said Amity Packing Company is recalling 2,020 pounds of beef. That's a lot of beef. Because a clear, thin, pliable plastic was found in the product. The recall was sparked after two consumers found plastic in the raw beef. So this meat had been shipped to Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, according to the Food Safety and Inspection Service. No adverse reactions have been affected, but if you have something that has a Best Buy date of tomorrow, and they're like 1 pound vacuum package looking meat, lot code 0060 or case code 11402, you need to probably get rid of that. And, again, how many of you inspect your food? You know, I bought a hamburger. I was hungry yesterday, so I went through Jack in the Box and I got a Jack in the Box burger. Again, I'm driving. My eyes are on the road. It was a good burger. There's no plastic in it. I just, you know, ate it. I don't examine my food. You need to examine your food. Not really sure what the heck is going on there. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Back in coronavirus news, Australian scientists have grown a copy of coronavirus in the lab. They were able to successfully reproduce coronavirus. Researchers from the Peter Doherty Research Institute for Infection and Immunity in Melbourne will share their discovery with the World Health Organization in hopes that that can be used for a treatment or a vaccine. The Doherty Institute's Virus Identification Laboratory head, Dr. Julian Drews, said having the real virus could be used as a control material for testing while describing it as a game changer. So they grew a copy of the lab of the virus from an infected patient from a sample they got last Friday. The lab-grown recreation is expected to be involved in an early diagnosis test that could detect the coronavirus in people who have yet to display symptoms. So what we want to do is we want to catch the husband or wife or family member first before they, you know, to see if they were exposed. Because the virus can spread before people are sick with this two-week incubation period, we need to find out if you're sick before you do. If you are high risk in terms of having traveled from Wuhan, China, or been exposed to somebody. So this antibody test, which is what they're going to perform, will enable us to retrospectively test suspected patients so we can gather a more accurate picture of how widespread the virus is. So China now has currently cut off access to Wuhan, which is the epicenter of the virus. 16 other cities in Hubei province is preventing people from leaving or spreading. I believe Russia has even started to close their border. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So U.S. authorities have discovered the longest smuggling tunnel ever found along the southwest border. The tunnel originates from Tijuana, Mexico, near the Otay Mesa port of entry, and extends a total of 4,300 feet long, more than three-quarters of a mile. The next longest tunnel in the U.S. was discovered in San Diego in 2014, which was 2,900 feet long. So according to Cardell Morant, acting special agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigations in San Diego, said while subterranean tunnels are not a new occurrence along the California-Mexico border, the sophistication and length of this particular tunnel demonstrates the time-consuming efforts transnational criminal organizations will undertake to facilitate cross-border smuggling. When you look at this thing, it is, wow. I mean, I don't know how many years it took to do this. The tunnel features a complex cart and rail system, forced air ventilation, high-voltage electric cables and panels, an elevator at the tunnel entrance, and a complex drainage system. I mean, I'm looking at pipes, I'm looking at lighting, it's crazy. No arrests or seizures have been made at this point, because all they did was discover the tunnel. They don't know exactly who did it. The investigation continues, they say, according to Deputy Chief Patrol Agent Aaron Heifke, and I'm confident that our hard work and dedication to uphold the law will lead to future arrests and seizures. That you see, like, tracks, you see, you know, the wall is, it's probably about maybe 8 feet in height. Yeah, about 6 to 8 feet in height. Oh, there we go. The tunnel's around 5.5 feet tall, 2 feet wide, 4,300 feet long, averages 70 feet deep with the ventilation system, electricity, and rail system, so it can move large packs of drugs. So an offshoot of the main tunnel was discovered at around 3,500 feet into the U.S. It traveled several feet and came to an end without breaching the surface. It led agents back to the main tunnel where they discovered several hundred sandbags blocking the suspected former exit of the tunnel. So they said as efforts to strengthen security on our southern border increase, Mexican drug cartels are forced underground to smuggle their drugs into the U.S. The sophistication of the tunnel demonstrates the determination and monetary resources of the cartels. This is a, I mean, I remember trying to dig like a tunnel. Remember we wanted to dig to China as kids? So we thought that we could just dig and dig and dig, and then it would fill back up with dirt. And, you know, we kind of stopped after about a foot. You know, we're like, Mom, look. And then Mom would be like, what are you doing digging holes in my yard? And then you get in trouble and you get a whooping, and then it would all be over. So, wow, scary stuff. But, I mean, it shows that, you know, we really have to have, you know, security. And, if we don't know what we're looking for, we're not going to look for it. And so we have to expect that this kind of stuff is there. But pretty sophisticated. I mean, the drugs are getting here somehow. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're going to talk about this more later in the week. But Medicaid spending has been an issue because when we expanded Medicaid during the recession and with Obamacare, it should have had a sunset. You know, but that really wasn't very popular at the time, so they said, we're just going to expand Medicaid. Well, it was assumed that, okay, well then when the economy got better and people got jobs, we wouldn't have to go back on Medicaid. Although maybe the sunset wasn't there because people knew that Obamacare would kill the insurance industry. So President Donald Trump, because we have more and more people, I think 2 years ago, we had 72 million people on Medicaid. It kept rising. That's more than the population of England on Medicaid. Kept rising. You know, it's not staving off. President Donald Trump wants to roll back Medicaid with a new plan that would cap spending for the government program. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services announced that they would accept applications from states that want to set up a Medicaid block grant. This has been a goal where rather than just here, we'll just keep the faucet running. There's a specific amount of money, and then the states decide how to use it. Medicaid is supposed to be in the control of the states, which we like. You know, we want more state control. The problem is, you know, well, you know, if there's waste, states have to be very diligent to stop that. So, Medicaid's days of an open-ended entitlement is now going to have more limits. Medicaid will no longer pay, I guess, they say spending would be limited in states that got a waiver from the federal government, but they can oppose cuts to benefits. Now, this is kind of this is by Vox, so it's not delineating out the block grant program, which we are going to obtain later this week and break it down for you. So we need to kind of, you know, be wary of, you know, who's kind of presenting this. But Medicaid is a very, very useful health care program that we could use for people in poverty. It will cover kids who don't have insurance, so no kid should lack coverage. All kids should be able to get on Medicaid. So it's a fantastic program. Unfortunately, you have people on it that don't need to be. And if my feeling on this is if Trump wants the states to be more diligent about making sure there's no Medicaid waste, then asking them to do it doesn't seem to work. So there has to be other measures in place. And so this is unfortunately, this is an example of, well, if you're not going to listen to us and you're not going to, you know, make sure we're, you know, we're just not a running faucet, you're going to have more, you're going to have more responsibility. So the block grants, like work requirements, may be a way to slowly roll back the Medicaid expansion. It will benefit people newly eligible under health care law, people, you know, in poverty, etc. But Trump said he's not going to cut Medicaid. So Trump has to be very, very careful because he doesn't want to be the one to stop Medicaid. But Medicaid right now is an open-ended entitlement program. Depending on how many people are eligible in a given year and how many medical services they require, states receive as much federal funding as it takes to cover 50 to 75% of the cost of these traditional Medicaid populations. Federal government will contribute 90% of the cost. But under block grant, states are going to get a fixed amount every year. Feds will make sure they cover the expansion population, but the states are going to, and they'll cover for inflation and all that, but states are going to have to either make up the shortfalls or administer the program more efficiently. So, block grants allow the government to, in a way, cut back without cutting back. They're giving money. But now it's not like, okay, oh, you know what? Oh, my, we have to spend this much. Okay, give us more money. They have to run their Medicaid programs like, you know, like, I don't want to say a business, but you have to have a balance sheet. You have to look at how Medicaid is being spent. If states want control of Medicaid and they want money from the government, they need to, you know, have a process in place where they're making sure that there isn't fraud, there isn't abuse, you know. Again, this is why I would suggest free clinics to be set up around town. I think that'll help save Medicaid money. You have a lot of people who will volunteer. There's a lot of companies that will donate an MRI, donate an X-ray, pharmaceutical companies donate medications. So, you know, we'll see what happens with this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.